And we are live.
Now, I suppose you all know how ordinary television works. You photograph
something. Sure, I do. You photograph something, then the photograph is split up into millions of tiny pieces, and they go whizzing through the air down to your TV set where they're all put together again in the right order.
I
have to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
I want my...
What do you think life's all about?
I want my TV.
4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, to Mike TV, episode 63, recorded on June 14th, 2021. We are your Mike TV hosts, Lisa and Dean, and today we are also joined by a very special guest, our number one remote, Roby. Hello, Dean. Hello, Roby.
Hello, Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Hello, Dean.
How you guys doing tonight?
Well, it's cooler here, so a lot better. It came out of the triple digits today.
My downstairs air conditioner actually went out like 2 days ago, so they just fixed that this morning. So I'm much more comfortable now than I would have been.
Yeah, in the South, gotta have that air conditioning in the summer.
Did it go out while you were out of town?
Or the same? It went out from coming back in town. You know, I had it set high while I was out and running for almost like a half a day, just killed whatever was left of it. So.
Well, Roby, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you for coming on to talk about some TV that we've been watching. We have a little list we're going to go through tonight, but I think our main show that we all three want to talk about is, of course, Loki. We promised we'd be back to talk Loki, and here we are. Very excited to speak about Loki premiering on Disney Plus last week. We've all seen episode one, and we're very excited to get into it. We have a couple shows we want to talk about right before we dive in. Again, I'm just going to plug it for both of y'all since neither of you are watching it, but the season one finale of Hacks has aired. That is Jean Smart's tour de force comedy. It's just wonderful.
The queen of Sin City, Miss Deborah Vance Young.
You guys are going to have a fabulous time.
2,500 shows. What do you have to say?
Well, I'll tell you what I have to say.
Eat your heart out, Celine!
Please watch it, HBO Max. It has been renewed for a season two. Oh, it's so good. The season finale was maybe the best episode of the season. I don't know. They just keep getting better and better. But it's a great, great dark comedy. And if you like Jean Smart in any way, you will love Hacks. I know y'all don't have anything to say about it because you're staring at me blankly because you haven't watched it. Also, another show neither of you are watching, but I'm just going to throw it out there. That's Handmaid's Tale. The season four finale airs this week.
Miss Osborne, if you were returned to Gilead, would you be subject to danger of torture, a risk to your life, or a risk of cruel and unusual treatment or punishment?
Very excited about it. Right, I wish you were caught up.
Some spoilers on Handmaids.
I mean, you know, I spoiled it last week by saying June was out and in Canada.
Are both the general and his wife still alive?
They are. They're still being held as prisoners of war, but you know, Serena's pregnant, so now. They don't want their baby being taken away, so now they're flipping on Gilead.
Of course. Did Nick ever come back?
Who?
Nick ever come back?
Oh, yes. Nick's in the picture.
Is he a bad guy?
Unclear.
Still unclear, huh? Well,
he's been helping June.
Sounds about where I left it off.
He's been helping June, from unbeknownst to the rest of Gilead.
She smiled a couple of times this season?
She really has. She's been reunited with one of her daughters, Nicole. So, of course, there's been some really wonderful moments.
You know, I just like to tune in to see that scowl.
She raped 16. Luke, so there's that.
Okay, well, there you go. All right. Women's lib. More power.
Another show you should be watching, Dean, that I know Roby is watching along with me, is season three of Mr. In-Between. Roby.
Final season And you can kind of get some hints in there that it is just looks on his face. His battle between home life and his work life. You can see it's starting to take a toll, especially with a teenage daughter.
In a couple of years, you'd be grown up. You'd be out there in the world. Thing you don't understand is, you know, there's bad people out there, you know?
What do you mean?
If you get in a bad situation, I want you to feel like you can talk to me.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Oh, wasn't this what, last she hit episode?
12 or 13? Oh, my goodness.
So she found a gun in his room, you know, like a teenage daughter. Don't hide a gun easy for your daughters to find, Dean. Lesson learned. But the whole time she's swirling that gun around, I was like, oh, my God, this is not a show that kills a kid, right? It's not a show that kills a kid.
It's fiction to go off.
I knew it.
I told my wife, was actually sitting here watching it. She hadn't seen it before, and she was kind of getting into it. I said, it's fiction to go off, and there it went. And
she shot a hole in the wall.
Shot a hole in the wall.
And then, like, a dumb kid tried to cover it with a picture.
Well, it would have been, all right if he hadn't come home right then.
She instead of just taking a picture on from the wall and moving it down, like taking the nail out and moving it down, she actually takes a shoelace from her shoe and affixes a new hook onto the picture so that it can just hang lower.
Brilliant. But hey, when I was in college, I stayed at someone's house once and got so drunk I punched a hole in the wall and woke up and found out that I basically tore a page out of a magazine and taped it over the hole as if that was a picture. And no one would notice. Immediately found out. The girl walked out of her room. Why is this on the wall?
Said you were looking for a secret light switch.
Yeah.
When I was young, my parents went out fishing, and I'm left there at the house by myself. And I pulled out the .22, and I was just looking at it, .22 rifle, and it went off. And luckily, the back door was slightly open. So it went... For the bullet went those 6 inches where the door was cracked. Never got found out. Never got caught. Put it right back to where it belonged.
Well, if your parents are listening now, they know now.
Immediately changed your pants.
Statue of limitations. Heart was beating like crazy. But when he walked in, I looked at my wife and said, gunpowder. And of course... picked it up that quick.
Well, Mr. In Between, seriously, Dean, that's another one you really just need to get into. These are quick. They're 30 minute episodes and they're fast paced, and he is just charming as all get out. This guy, he's a total badass. He suffers no fools, but including his disgusting friend Gary, who suggested they go into the porn business together. And they could go door to door and just film people having sex, and they could call it homoerotic.
Brilliant.
And when Ray had to explain to him what homoerotic actually meant, then he came up with Gary's Glitter Productions.
Even better.
You keep saying that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Yes. Yeah.
And the foot fetish that I have.
Anyway, another show that we really especially had Roby on to talk about, aside from Loki, is Gangs of London. And boy, Roby, you pushed us on this show, and I gotta say, hands off, this is the show. This is the show that everybody should be watching, and nobody's watching it, I'm afraid.
Everything stops until I find out who killed him.
Whoever stood to profit from Finn's death, the numbers will lead us to you.
They never lie.
It has been renewed for a season 2, so that's the good news. This is Gangs of London. Did I already say Gangs of London? Gangs of London was premiered, actually, in England, I guess, in 2020. Right. Yeah. And so it took a while to get over here, but it was also only 9 episodes. So I don't know what they did to make it 10 episodes for us, if they brought some extra footage from the cutting room floor, if they just re-edited them to bring it into 10 shows, added more commercials, who knows? it's 10 episodes.
More commercials.
I'm sure. But it was so good. The season finale aired last night, and holy shit is what I say after every episode.
Well, I said that after the first 6 episodes, definitely. Every episode kept ramping it up right up until the time that the Pikey father and son had their final stand.
Oh.
And then right that, you know, I was telling you, oh my God, you got to see these episodes. These episodes, every episode keeps pushing the limit and what they're doing. And then the next episode was a slowdown episode. Pretty much.
For as much as this show can slow down. Right. Yeah. It was the Elliot-Shannon romance.
Right. And then there was the assassination attempt with a 50 caliber sniper rifle. Mm. But it kind of slowed down the last few episodes. But it was, you know, it was building to this final one and this final scene, you could tell.
And it did, it did not
disappoint, because I was like, how's Elliot going to get out of this? How's he's fighting with his boss, his cops. They don't like what he's doing. He can't let them know what's going on.
Such a spoiler. You don't find out about Elliot till like what?
Give me an analogy. What other, like, pitch this as a, you know, this meets this type of show.
Game of Thrones version of this. For the blood and the action meets
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
I was going to actually ask if it was like a old style, or not, maybe not obviously with less comedy, but like a lot of what Guy Ritchie's early stuff would have been.
It's smarter.
Okay.
And the action is brutal. The fighting, this main character, Elliot, his fighting style. Mm-hmm. I mean, he takes a beating, but somehow still wins every fight he does.
But not like the old dad from the Cockney. What did you call the people? The
Pikey.
The guy who had the worm. I could have really gone all day without the worm. Well, so this guy gets shot so many times.
When you put dirt
into
your wound and you don't sift it, you might get a worm in your wound.
This guy was shot so many times and just kept on going like the Energizer Bunny. And yeah, he did pack some dirt into one, and then a couple scenes later, he's pulling a worm out. We had to see the worm. Why?
His son may have hated him, but he was going to do everything in his power to save his son.
I know. It was a beautiful bottle episode, that one. It had a very poetic ending.
And it introduced us to characters that were significant all the way through the rest of the series.
Well, it's certainly, God, what about that, what's her face? That Floriana scene at the end. So I guess maybe, Miriam's going to make it. I've already heard speculation for season 2 that Sean's going to make it too, because Sean was shot in the cheek. So maybe he'll have a little arse face kind of thing going on.
Huh. No, I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
I think we're going to have to deal with his brother, who is actually more dangerous than he was when he gets down to it.
Maybe, but I don't know. Can the show be as strong without that guy? He was so good.
He was just crazy. I mean, look at a show whose lead character, you thought was going to be the lead character, was shot in a flashback within the first 15 minutes of the episode. Because the first scene is him asking the questions.
Yeah,
then you get a flashback, and Cole Meany is shot within the first 10 minutes of the show, and you thought he was going to be the main character of it the whole time.
Yeah. That's Finn, right? The guy who plays Finn Wallace? Yeah. Well, you get him in enough flashback stuff. He's in the show.
Is this the type of show where I'm going to have to make sure I put subtitles on because I can't understand whatever the hell accents they have?
Yes, because it's not only their accents, but it's all the other people's, all the other gang's accents, too. They all have different accents.
Dan's, Irish, South African. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which nation they were from.
Mm-hmm. You got the Albanians and the Cardstans. What country is Lale? Yes, she made it out, right?
Kyrgyzstan, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she got her revenge. Mm-hmm.
God, did she? Jeez.
I mean, and then you had the one guy who was set up for the ambush by his friends 2 episodes ago. in the hotel room from the Africans with the machetes. And the second they threaten his family.
Oh, he went Rambo. Oh, I know. God, I love that guy.
And he didn't make it through all everything.
He died?
That was him on the fence. I think that was him that was thrown out of the window onto the fence.
No. That was the investor liaison guy. And the investors in the limo are the ones that did that to him. That was Javon, who was out on the fence. No, that other guy made it out. Okay. Yeah, he made it out. I can't think of his name right now.
Well, I was thinking it was Javon.
No. They're two different guys. Roby, I had questions for you.
Well, they look so much alike.
No, that guy went home and his wife was like, we're getting the hell out of Dodge right now. And good for her. She's like, we're going to let all your enemies kill themselves and then we'll come back and be in power.
Well, I thought he was telling her, no, we're going to stay.
Well, he was on a freaking power high or whatever, killing high.
I feel like I'm going to need to be taking notes when I watch this show.
I think you need to see the show, Dean. I don't think we should spoil it much more, except for God. It's just a roller coaster of intense violence and action. And
right. You said the whole season's out already?
Yes.
So if I can maybe do a 7-day trial of AMC,
God,
whatever.
You know what I did is I cut back to basic cable. So it means I don't have FX or I don't have AMC, but I went ahead and got Philo for $20 a month, which has a DVR setting on there. So I can watch my Deadliest Catch. I can watch my, any of the AMC shows. Now I'm able to watch the A&E wrestling shows that they're doing the biographies on.
Yeah, so, man, I've been wanting to watch those, and I don't have A&E. See, I usually do Hulu. I don't have TV right now. You know me, Roby. I have TV for one purpose only, and that's Clemson football, basically. So I get the television package from September to January. But I go through Hulu usually, and they don't have I don't think they have A&E or – I know they don't have AMC, but I don't think they have A&E either. But I want to watch some of those biographies.
They don't have either of them. They do have A&E, just not enough of them on Hulu.
Is Peacock the one that has all the WWE stuff now?
Yes, it has the WWE network, but I haven't seen the biography on there.
I think I'm signing up for Peacock soon because it's been almost a year since I've rewatched Parks or Office, and I'm getting my itch for my annual time. So I don't know. I got to
Here's another reason you should get AMC Plus, and that is because starting next week is the new Annie Murray sitcom, Kevin Can Fuck Himself. And yes, it's really called that, and it looks spectacular. It looks like it's going to be a multicam traditional housewife show with the schlub of a husband who is, you know, takes his wife for granted, played by Annie Murphy. But then in her inner mind, when the cameras aren't on, you know, she has all these like fantasies of killing him.
I think what it actually is the drab part is reality.
Okay. Yeah.
And the sitcom looking part is more of the stuff in her mind.
Of
how he sees life. I think that's what it's going to be
like. Or his reality versus her reality. Right. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I can see that. It looks so good. And that's AMC.
Sounds like a little bit of a WandaVision.
There's something else coming on AMC that was just advertised last night in the middle of Gangs of London. Did you catch it?
I did. It had such a stupid name. I was like, I'm not going to bother with it. The name.
But was it Kevin Can Fuck Himself? Because that's pretty dumb.
Kevin Can Fuck Himself is a great name.
Looked like it was going to be interesting. Another one of them AMC type shows that we like.
But an AMC summer show. So you got to be careful.
What's it called? What's this new one called?
I can't remember. It was so dumb. I put it out of my mind. Okay. You remember, Roby. It was a dumb name.
I don't recall the name.
Can we remember what it was about? Can we remember what it was about at all?
Looked like another intense spy thriller kind of thing, right?
Cop trying to solve some type of mystery or something like that.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Sure. But the thing about, here's a fun fact about Kevin Can Fuck Himself. So I was setting, if you have Xfinity.
I think you just wanted to say that. You have an excuse to say that over and over. Yeah.
If you have Xfinity voice control, where you can speak into your remote and, you know, set up your DVR to record it. You say, Kevin Can Fuck Himself. Your remote will say back to you, I don't accept that kind of language.
Nice.
So you actually have to say Kevin can F himself.
Now, remind me, who's you said this name twice.
Annie Murray from Schitt's Creek. The daughter on Schitt's Creek.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So great. She won Emmys, right?
Probably.
Didn't everyone win an Emmy for that show? I think.
Pretty much, yeah. Well.
Didn't the guy who raked the lawn win an Emmy for that show?
Probably, yeah. I think they started just sending them out randomly to viewers, too. That's how many Emmys it won.
Speaking of another Emmy, a show that's going to sweep the Emmys, I'm sure, or win several, you'll be very happy and pleased to hear that I am up to episode 7 of my first watch of Ted Lasso.
Yes.
This is a bit of news from the other side of the Atlantic. AFC Richmond announced the hiring of their new manager, American football coach Ted Lasso.
You're an American who's now in charge of a football club, despite possessing very little knowledge of the game.
Oh! I know that AFC Richmond is going to give you everything they got, win or lose.
Or tie.
Right, y'all do ties here.
See that?
He must be from England, yeah. Wales. Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
4. Oh, God, it's so great. I love
that's
it.
That's on Apple?
Yeah, Apple yes. Plus. Yeah.
I thought you watched it, Roby.
I don't do Apple.
I got it free, you know. Well, you don't. So just because we got new phones last year and we got Apple TV Plus for free. Although I'm telling you, I think I'm going to keep my subscription to Apple Plus. It's got sneaky good shows, really good shows.
Mosquito Coast, I'm telling you, get into Mosquito Coast.
That one. I still want to go back and watch Servant, although I hear that's like you never get really set. It's, I don't know, M. Night Shyamalan always disappoints.
I want to go back and watch Little America. I never watched.
Yeah, what about, have you watched the For All Mankind? The space show, that one looks really cool.
It so does
I see
look
commercials
good.
For it, but yeah, Ted Lasso is such a good show, and I knew you would love it. Like, and you got on to me, you know, last year because I told you that was my favorite show.
It's not number one, no.
You may not, because I know you go for other stuff, but I thought especially for a year in which people needed TV and they needed positive TV, and there's no, even the drama in the show is like, there's no real negativity, and he does such a good job. His character, Ted Lasso, does such a good job of making everything positive.
He's
even
so
when he
earnest.
Seems like he's going to break. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's
he's wonderful.
Everyone else around him can't help but be positive.
Yep. He's winning them all. Even when they're screaming wanker, wanker at him, he is thanks for the feedback. He's sincere about it. He's wonderful. I never was a Jason Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis.
Never had been a big fan of his, but he is great in this role.
Yeah.
And so I just got through the Danny, where Danny came in. But football is life.
Yes.
Football is life. I was like, another character that I love so much.
Yes. Yeah. And
the curse.
The curse. Yeah. But yeah. Is who's your favorite character?
So who's yours? Keely? Is that the girl?
I love Keely.
Is that who you think is so
No,
funny?
I was talking about Mythic Quest the other day when I was talking about Poppy on that.
Oh,
that's
right.
I like Keely. No, of course, my favorite is, now I'm not going to remember his first name, even though, Nate, Coach Nate.
Oh, yeah, Nate, the
Nate,
great.
Yeah.
Nate the Great.
Nate the Great, yeah.
And I like Coach Beard, too.
Oh, Coach Beard's the best.
But I also like Higgins. Higgins, by the way, Downton Abbey alum. So there.
Have you seen the episode where he gets fired yet?
No.
Okay, I think that might be the next episode. Yeah, he's going to get fired for an episode, and what he reverts to as his life outside of work is great as well. Yeah, you get some good Higgins content. Yeah, it's a fantastic show, positive show. And then, you know, I mentioned this last time, but another show on Apple TV that I have started couple of weeks ago, I binged the first season in 2 days, and then the second season is currently, it just had its 7th episode come out last week, and that's Mythic Quest.
In a world of legendary heroes, one man will rise to take all of the credit.
This game has something that no one else will. Me.
Quick thing, I'm worried about the time.
Yeah, David, I'm moving as fast as I can. It's not my fault that these watermelons don't explode like real heads.
I can get you real heads. Not human.
That's commitment.
It is my current favorite show right now, and it's another show where the character development in it and just the character, it, you know, it is a, I would It's a bit more zanier concept of a, you know, an office or, like you said, Silicon Valley, just as far as a workplace sitcom almost, but it's so much more than a sitcom. And some of the episodes are so far off the beaten path. In season one, there's a specific episode. Episode five is a complete bottle episode about two people that happen 13 years before the main story that have very little connection whatsoever to the current cast. And it's all a single story in one episode. And then this season they've done, the last two episodes have gone completely away from the main storyline, did a backstory on one of the characters from 30 years in the past. And then a follow-up to that bottle episode as like a, basically if you could take these two episodes, put them together as like a mini movie with very little explanation about anything outside of these two episodes. You could watch them by themselves and still get a lot of enjoyment out of it. Great show. Something I would have never expected from Rob McElhenney and Charlie Day, because they're kind of the two that push the show and run the show.
Yeah.
But a fantastic show. So
they're Mythic funny.
Quest, I cannot push it enough. It's more than funny. It's better than that.
Yeah. It's next after Ted Lasso. It's next for me for sure. I'm on it, Dean. I'm doing better with the shows you've assigned to me. Versus
hey, that's to I've be fair. In a minute, we're going to talk about a show that you mentioned to me that I've never heard of last time, and I've now watched the entire.
Go for it. We're there. We're there, baby. HBO Go Max's for it.
Mayor of Easttown, which I did now confirm, it is not about a mayor or politics at all.
The Easttown Police Department received a call reporting a dead body in Creedom Creek.
We've decided to bring in a county detective to assist with the case.
How do you like working with my mom so far?
We're just getting started out. Any tips?
Lower your expectations?
Should we do this outside?
No. All right. Let's go.
Hey, whoa.
Mayor,
what's happening?
She knows what's happening, Tony. Okay. She knows. Mayor, all right, let me go.
Are you friends with these people?
Yeah.
Thought it was a good small town politics show about you know, someone running for mayor of Easttown. Nothing about that. Nothing about that.
How great is the acting and the writing on that show? How great was Kate Winslet?
She's great. You know, I love Evan Peters. He's great. The accents get a little too Pennsylvania. You know, SNL did a great skit a couple weeks ago. The murder dirter. Madurder was murdered. And all the Philly accents. But no, great show. All the acting's great. Fantastic mystery. Although it got to the point at the end where it got a little too wide of that. You realize every time someone got caught, it's like, oh, well, it's not this person. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's not this person, but this person's in on it. This person's in on it. But
But Dean, did you the very first time
they left the camera on that kid for longer than they needed to, I knew right off. That's like episode three. I was like, I think he did it.
I swear, I was like,
he had something to do with it.
That kid, I did not see it coming until they said it. I was like, Oh, shit. And of course, that's the only thing that would make Lori lie. She wouldn't lie to protect that scumbag husband of hers.
Yeah, I...
By the way, that actress is great, too. And don't forget about how great Jean Smart was in it.
Yeah, she was fantastic. It's not that I didn't like him. I liked his character, but Guy Pearce didn't need to be in the show.
That was the love interest for Mayor.
Yeah, like especially at the end where he just kind of like drives off and it's like, yeah, I guess you know, if we get back together, we get back together.
He was the MacGuffin.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't even a MacGuffin because like even at first you see. Maybe like when he first shows his face, you're like, oh, probably Guy Pearce.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know,
but even it was very clear even early on that like, I don't think he just never even seemed a part of it. He was the one person with camera worker, and they never even hinted that he was in on. So I think if they would have even went that way toward the end, because I kind of kept thinking that, too. I almost kept making that as a running joke every time he would pop back in after like an episode of not being on there. I'm like, oh, here comes Guy Pearce. I know he did it. I know. But like then there would never even be a hint that he had anything to do with it.
Was the hope for Mare's future. So he was the light at the end of the tunnel for her to get through all of her trauma. She had bad trauma.
Oh, yeah. There was some. Speaking of, you guys mentioned the scene from that other show with the kid and the gun, but that bathtub scene. With the grandson and his druggy mom where she falls asleep while he's taking a bath and they show that. And we, you know, that was just so cringeworthy. I almost had to walk out of the room because I couldn't handle that. And thank God again, nothing happens, and I'm glad nothing happens, but it's almost like, why even go there? Like, we don't need that. You could have shown this that she was someone in danger.
Leave the rabbits alone.
Well, yes, we needed to see her say, I'm not fit to raise him.
Yeah.
And make that self-sacrifice. The show was very all about cathartic healing.
Yeah.
So, you know, she needed it too. And I've seen that actress before too, played her. I couldn't place her, but I know she's familiar. So I'm glad you watched it, Dean, and I'm glad you liked it. And yes,
I thought
Evan
it was
Peters,
a good, a great, just like you said, I like this HBO Max is doing these single season shows or just enclosed stories. And they're short enough to where if you don't mind waiting, you can still binge them, you know, within 6 weeks of them coming out, as far as, you know, you don't have to wait week by week. Although this would have been a good one, I think, that you have some week by week discussion, but it was also really easy. I mean, we watched it five episodes before we went out of town and just finished the other two yesterday. So yeah, great.
Get back into Handmaids now with your wife. If you watched that one with her, now's time.
I asked her if she wanted to. She wasn't interested either.
Really?
she's like, I don't even remember what happened with that. I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I told you, man, Donald Trump's not the president anymore. We don't need a show like that in our lives anymore. I don't need to be reminded that, you know, that all women are in trouble to lose all of their lives and rights, because apparently that's not the case anymore. So
it's a work of fiction. All right. We are going to move into the topic of the hour, and that is, of course, Loki. Let's take just a quick break here, and we'll be right back. I know we need some break music.
I know an editor.
New country cornflakes, new country cornflakes. Oh, they won't wilt when you pour on milk. Oh, they won't dance when they are crunched. They're double toasted, double crisp and good. General Mills makes them just the way they should. New country cornflakes, new country cornflakes. Some fields of corn, so majestically waved.
Loki! Yay!
I am Loki of Asgard, and I am burdened with glorious purpose.
Hold, before we get into it, Dean, there was a lot of time travel in there. Are you going to be okay with that?
That's all right. I'm okay with movie time travel, as long as it's not supposed to make sense on the screen, then I'm in for it. Which seems like this is not supposed to make much sense. At least
it makes perfect sense. A long time ago, there were a bunch of different time streams, and every time somebody did something, a new time stream would split off until these three godlike creatures came in and put all the time streams together and made these people whose only job was, if you went off the time stream in any way of what was supposed to be, we're going to capture you, bring you back, and put you back in the time stream where you're supposed to be as punishment.
Love yeah, that. Unless you're the Avengers floating around, which should have happened, and then I don't know. There's a lot of mystery
was supposed to happen. That's,
yeah, if you trust what they say, I don't trust any bureaucracy, Roby.
Don't worry. To make sure that doesn't happen, the Timekeepers created the TVA and all its incredible workers. The TVA has stepped in to fix your mistake and set time back on its predetermined path.
I understand
that's
that.
That's all the TVA is. It's just a big bureaucracy. It's a Wizard of Oz government.
Are you guys getting Legion vibes from this? I mean, I just kept thinking if there was ever a show that was reminiscent of Legion, it's this.
Yeah, the style of this, I got a lot of Legion as far as some of the camera shots, a lot of the coloring reminded me of that.
The multiple
I got
Lokis,
a lot of, I love
Davids.
That. Some of the visuals of when they were using the time twisters of just like, you know, someone being here and then jumping, that's very reminiscent of especially season 3 of Legion. oh man, if they end up having the Blue Meanie time eaters somehow sneak into this as like an Easter egg, I would flip.
Who's the showrunner on this one?
It's actually you guys spoke before we recorded about Rick and Morty. The head writer or the head writer is one of the head. I guess he's not Dan Harmon, but he's the other guy that does
Roiland, Justin Roiland.
Yeah, and he's going to be writing Doctor Strange 2. And I think he might already be tapped to write something else as well. So they're investing in him, which is a good thing because that means whatever's happening is going to be for a purpose. You know, I love how within the first 15 minutes of the show, the phrase madness in the multiverse comes up, which is the Doctor Strange and the Madness of Multiverse title of the next movie. So it's just flat out saying like, hey, we're setting the table here to all the glorious purpose that is coming in the MCU.
Well, that's always been the great thing about the MCU is it always sets up what's coming next.
Yes. Tom Hiddleston could sit down and just read the phone book and it would be charming and wonderful. So he is just perfect as Loki. He is bringing it much like Elizabeth Olsen did on, that's her name, right?
Yes.
For Scarlet Witch, you know, and, you know, we talked about, by the way, I saw a tweet where you said I was just ho-hum on Scarlet Witch. I love Scarlet Witch. You were the ho-hum one.
Was that how it worked out? I don't know. That was so long ago. I don't remember how that worked out. Have you still not watched Falcon and Winter Soldier?
No, and I probably won't. And I don't know that I'll go back to MODOK. So Roby and I are in agreement on that.
They say on Twitter, if you don't watch Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you're a racist. You know that, right? You're not accepting Black Captain America.
I totally accept it.
It's not a racist show. I don't know why they keep saying that. That's what they say about everything.
Yeah, we don't need this show. I don't need this show to accept him.
Every time somebody said, "Well, I'm Falcon and Winter Soldier," well, they're pushing an agenda. They're not pushing an agenda.
No, it wasn't.
They're pushing a story.
Using actual history for it, and they're showing how their main character is going to try and succeed.
Everything about that was pushed perfectly. It wasn't over. Right. It wasn't heavy handed. It wasn't the main focus of the show. You got to watch it just for Zemo. That's really all you got to watch it for.
Yeah, I probably will. I mean, I watch it all, right?
Yeah, but Loki so far looks like it also is going to be the most directly like shaking up the MCU.
Yeah.
Whereas WandaVision, we thought that's what was going to happen. You know, we thought her reality was going to like explode into everything. And that's what was going to cause the multiverses. And it didn't really seem like that was the case. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, very kind of isolated story. Yes, there's going to be ramifications as you have a new Captain America now and that kind of thing, but still, you know, it doesn't seem like it was affecting. This already seems like, I mean, you're talking about time streams, you're talking about the macroverse as opposed to, you know, New York City or a small town in New Jersey. So I love that we are seeing this huge picture concept. And I think what's so cool about this show is that there's so many things that you're going to be able to do that can seem like they're super important and then immediately be taken away and be like, oh, no, we hit one of those buttons and reset that timeline. And so
the reset device out there.
Yeah.
We cleaned it. We're good.
Yeah. So I think that they could do some very interesting, like really screw with the audience type of thing of, you know, seeing something catastrophic almost happen and just like, I can't believe that they just did this. And then all of a sudden, right before, you know, it's permanent. Boop, reset.
Like Legion. It's gone. Kind of did.
Yeah, just like, you know. It. Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, got to a point where we were kind of like, okay, now, come on. You know, sometimes, I mean, we loved Legion. Don't get us wrong. But go back and listen to our Legion coverage. My gosh, there's a lot of it out there.
And I'm loving this Time Commission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Owen Wilson's fantastic.
Owen Wilson. Right. Yeah. Well, the TVA.
Him, of course.
Yeah. That's not real. It is. And unfortunately, so is all the paperwork. Good tinder for your fire, though. Come on.
This place is a nightmare.
That's another department. Now that department I'll help you burn down.
Every character in that Time Commission is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to the clerks and what they're doing. Yeah. Like, everybody knows what their purpose is. They just do their job. Judges, the officers.
Oh, like the drawer of Infinity Stones. I mean, just little touches.
Was that not
like that.
Wonderful?
Wonderful. Yes.
And again, what's so cool about this show is that in reality, what they're doing is kind of saying like, hey, everything else that's happened so far doesn't really matter. But they're the way that they're already presenting it, where this is outside of time, you know, it's outside of the reality. It's not taking away the importance of Infinity War and Endgame. Even the way they dealt with Loki's death, and now that Loki's quote alive again, it didn't take away from the importance of. In fact, when he sees his own death, and I just feel like it even cemented the finalization of that. And so I love that they're taking away some of the importance of the phase 1 through 3, you know, the Infinity Saga, but yet they're still saying, yes, it was there, but we're on a new plane now. So like, you know, you're here. Magic doesn't work here anymore. These Infinity Stones don't work once they come here. And guess what? You're not the first person to try to get Infinity Stones. We have these all over the place.
Right.
And you see Loki just realize like, oh shit, everything I thought was important, everything I thought was power is just rocks in a drawer.
I wish they would show, I wish they'd fold in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Roby, I know you do too. They pretty much all but
said, pretty much X'd Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Phil
Coulson's
dead.
Oh, he's dead.
He is not alive. That never happened. It's really disappointing. It would have been, I think, even more impactful if they had said to Loki, oh, you thought you killed him, but guess what? He's alive. Yeah.
Yeah. Loki seeing his future. At first, I thought, well, that's cool. It'll change, you know, who he is and how he is and how he thinks. And you saw a little bit of it when he kind of admitted that he was a weak person just wanting to hurt people for the power. But I think that's where the problem's going to happen. What's the name of Wilson's character?
Owen Wilson. Mobius.
I think Mobius just created his problem in the first place.
Yeah.
Because guess who's not going to want to go back for his fate and destiny?
His glorious purpose.
Right. Okay. That didn't work out the way I wanted it to. All these people died. You know what? I'll act like I'm going to help you capture this person who apparently is me. He's creating the problem in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be one of them loops where if you hadn't have brought Loki in, you wouldn't have had the problem in the first place. If you just sent him back and reset him, you wouldn't be chasing him.
Well, there's still the signs point to, as far as casting some of the, you know, there are supposed to be multiple versions of Loki in this. Mm-hmm. So potentially the Loki that they are chasing. We might have
that little kid, I think, in France with the blue gum was like young Loki.
I think the teenager Loki
that they eventually obliterated or whatever, they zapped him, you know. But that one, when Loki first got to the TVA, they were dragging some other guy with long dark hair off, and he was screaming, "Do you know who my father is?" I think that was the Loki.
Loki was never a big fat guy like that. I don't think
that guy was that fat.
He was a big, like, slovenly guy.
Mm-mm.
All like greasy and stuff. I don't know. He didn't seem
like
a
teenager.
Loki.
He was like
I can see where you're going with that, with the multiverse. Say it's the multiverse.
If they're going to bring all the multiverse in together, there's even a she Loki or a.
Yeah, the lady Loki.
Right. And I hadn't thought about that, but you're talking about these characters being Loki. It could just be that future Loki in disguise just sitting there watching what's going on.
Right.
I've caused this havoc. Now I'm going to sit here and eat my blue gum and claim somebody gave it to me. I'm going to do this, you know, and they'll tie it all back in.
Yes.
Just like they always do with everything.
Is that your theory?
I'm torn between the two. I think so. I think all these hints that you see of Loki are the future Loki watching what's happening.
I don't know. I'm curious to see where it goes. I know that they've already said that they haven't said officially, but there are several signs and things pointing to this being the first one that they are planning a second season for. So, to not necessarily have a lot to do with the first season, as far as this will be kind of a closed story, but then there will be a second, which makes me think that. How will that go? You know, I just don't see Loki being relegated to a him and Owen, as much as I would love this, but I don't see it being relegated to a Loki and Mobius
buddy cop movie.
Law and Order through time or something like that, which would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Lethal
Weapon through time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm so there. I'm there.
So I don't know. It's interesting to see where they go with this. I feel like Marvel has always, at least the MCU, because Hiddleston is so likable and there are so many fans, they always feel they need to turn him kind of toward the good. But Loki's a bad guy. And so I would love to see them like, but, you know, as he says, he's a mischievous scamp who, you know, murders is a lot of people. But at the same time, he's kind of a bad dude. So I wouldn't mind them like really leaning into a villainous side of Loki.
Well, he's only good when it suits his purpose.
That's true.
You're destroying what I want to rule. I'm against you.
Right.
The Dark Elves.
Right. Thanos. Or even at the end of Ragnarok, he comes to save them only so he can say, your savior is here.
Yeah.
Right.
He
because wants that recognition. Because he's destroying his world.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the only time he's really.
That's true.
You know, helping. Is when I can't handle that by myself. I better, you know, help out and get rid of it and use my brothers or whoever to do it.
What do you guys think of some of the other side characters as far as, is it Enforcer B-41 or whatever the main police officer was? She's the woman from Lovecraft Country. She's the one who kept ripping her skin off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved seeing her again. And I thought the lady who played the judge also looked familiar.
Yeah, she looked very familiar.
The big time cop,
he looked familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wondered if that was Kari Payton. When I heard his voice, I was like, is that Kari Payton from Ezekiel on Walking Dead? But I was like, no, I don't think that is. They would have given him a name or something. But also the guy, of course, speaking of all the Infinity Stones in the drawer, the guy who works that desk was exceptionally charming, not knowing what a fish is, things like that. It was very funny. So well written. So
I think he's going to be an important character through this.
He's definitely going to be at least he's the Kat Dennings of this show. He's the quirky, like, comedic side character.
Right.
For sure. He's going to be the breakout kind of side character on this. He might show up for 5 minutes an episode, but he will always, I'm sure, create fantastical laughs. And then, yes, I bet he will have some really, you know, MacGuffin role at the end. what's the other one? Like Deus Ex Machina. He'll just pop in at the right time and be able to do something to help out. So,
or something, you know, his bumblingness or just his matter of factness will bring the plot along just the way it needs to be, or create a revelation. That seems what he's there for.
So let's do some predictions for the season.
It's only six episodes.
And as I said, from what has been shown, they haven't officially announced it, but apparently there is going to be a second season, but we're not sure. And they said it might be different. So let's put it this way. Will Loki, and I'm going to be very broad with this question, so I'm asking exactly how I'm asking it. Will we see Loki? Actually, maybe I should already rephrase this because we already did see, other than the endgame death, will we see Loki die during Loki?
The current Loki or one of the other Lokis?
Will we see Loki die during Loki?
I gotta say, yes, we're gonna see other Lokis die, not our main Loki. He's gonna be redeemed.
Okay.
He's not going to be redeemed. He's going to be Loki.
Even if it seems like he's redeemed, I hope it ends with him, you know, always giving a wink to the camera type of thing or something like that. Because yes, you're right. Like, I'm tired of
everything he's going to do.
Good and bad.
Everything he's going to do is to facilitate himself becoming the one he's chasing.
Yeah. And what's great is his original arc, because he died, when he died at the hand of Thanos, he was in that good spot. So he actually got to die redeemed.
Sure.
But other than that, we don't need to see that arc anymore. We don't need to see it anymore. We've already done it.
I know.
Right. And they mentioned something at one point about resetting you in the timeline. But also there was something about, we'll just get rid of your body here, who you are here, and almost like put another you in that timeline.
Yeah.
So right now, at first, it's going to be like, well, I don't want to go back to that timeline. He doesn't realize this, so he does everything to become this way.
Mm.
And they will have already put something in that timeline.
Hey, at some Lisa, point, you talk about Legion connections. He does start that whole season, the whole show off with, how would I know if I'm a robot? If I am a robot, could I be a robot? And so it definitely made me think of Switch. That was our whole discussion of whether she was a robot.
And everything he kept trying to do, well, we'll just go back to this point and change it and fix it from this point. It's really, I mean, the people who like this show and didn't watch Legion are really missing out.
All right, here's our next one.
When you start messing with time travel, it always happens.
Yes. All right, here's our next one. Will Mobius M. Mobius, will Owen Wilson make it out of this season?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm saying 100%.
I think he definitely could be set up as a future character, although as soon as I mentioned this to someone the other day, they reminded me because I was like, oh, you know, Owen Wilson could easily set up as like a Phil Coulson's type. And they were like, yeah, but isn't Randall Park already kind of filling that, you know, Jimmy Woo is already kind of becoming that character. So although I wouldn't mind a Jimmy Woo Mobius team up, that would be fun. All right. Here's the next one I have. Will we see a newly filmed, so not just a flashback, like new footage or new, you know, newly filmed for this show. Will we see a cameo from a major Avenger? So Iron Man, Captain America, Hulk, Thor, of course. Thor would be a big one. Black Widow, Hawkeye. I'll even include the original Avengers, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Wanda, War Machine, anyone of our Avengers cast.
I don't think we will.
No.
I don't see a reason for it.
Not even Doctor Strange, maybe toward the end?
I think they told Tom Hiddleston, you are the star. We're not going to pull somebody in that's going to.
No, but you know, not a major thing. But like, obviously, you could have it easy. I mean, there's got to be a way at some point. He's got to go back in time to see, you know, Thor. Surely you think
we saw it. We saw it in the footage. That was movie footage. That's what we're going to get of those guys. I think I don't think we need it. I don't think it's necessary. In fact, I don't think I want it.
Not even a Doctor Strange toward the end to connect into the next movie or anything like that?
If anything, I'd rather see Wanda's kids to connect into the next movie.
Here's the next one. Is Mephisto going to be the bad guy of this show?
I am wondering about Mephisto. How does Mephisto fit into a world with Loki? Loki's already a devil, right?
And they showed the devil stained glass, mm-hmm. but I think Mephisto is just now like the running gag for Marvel, right?
I think
like,
so. Just playing with us.
Yeah.
Are they going to bring Mephisto in? Is that what you're saying?
Then here's the last one. Do we think there is another big bad that will show up in this as opposed to just a future or alternate Loki? Is Loki the big bad or will there be another?
What if the time streamer people are the big bads? And Owen Wilson comes to realize that, hey, these TVA people are fucking it all up, not making it better. And maybe Loki and Owen Wilson team up to take down the TVA. What about that?
I don't see that. I see Loki as the big bad.
He's the protagonist and the antagonist.
Yeah, exactly. It's time travel. Mm-hmm. He's in the Time Commission. That's what it's there for. Tell a great story that way.
Dean, what are your answers to these questions?
I'm kind of with y'all. I think I think there's going to be some character that at least a character we've known before pop in at some point. Whether it's even integral to the plot or if it is a random, you know, one of these episodes popping up, it's going to be the one where they just start going into random time streams. You know, that's going to happen. You know, at some point, either they're going to be going because they're showing him things or Loki is going to, you know, start chase running from them in different time streams. And at some point, there's got to be even just like I said, you know, that Easter egg kind of fan service gag of popping into something we've seen before or some other thing. But also it now leads up to the potential. Like I said, what I like about this is you potentially could have Loki pop in on any kind of comic reference Easter egg that has nothing to do with anything, but just gives us a great, like, oh my gosh, they just showed it, like, kind of like in Guardians of the Galaxy when they're ripping through space, thinking Guardians of the Galaxy 2, and they go by the Watchers, you know, and it has nothing to do with anything, but when comic fans saw the freaking Watchers on screen, and you're like,
shit, there's those big headed motherfuckers. Like, you actually saw them. I think, you know, that is a big thing they could pull.
But see, to bring in an Easter egg, a fan service-y Easter egg, it'd have to be somebody big. Like, it couldn't be, like, as much as I'd love it, I'd love to see Peggy Carter. I always love when we get to see Peggy, glimpses of Peggy Carter. She's not a big enough, that's not a big enough character, right? So you have to, would it be just an Easter egg, or is it a real big name cameo? Like, are you talking like Anthony Hopkins, you know, as Odin?
Right. But I mean, even in Falcon and Winter Soldier, the first episode, you got, you know, he's not one of the main Avengers, but Don Cheadle, War Machine's there.
But he fits into that story. You know, sure, you can bring anybody into Loki.
Fit into Loki. That's what I'm saying. So it seems like it would be easy for them to fit someone in. Like, I think someone's going
to. Right. But so it would have to be somebody big. It'd have to be like Robert Downey Jr. or Anthony Hopkins or somebody really big for it to mean anything. Otherwise, it's just.
It doesn't have to mean anything, though. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't think
not everything has to be the biggest thing. I don't know.
It's not necessary.
I think the Easter egg they gave us of Loki being D.B. Cooper.
Oh yes!
How about that? Is some of the stuff of what we're gonna see?
I'd like to see them go back to that.
So you actually almost see him. You like the idea of more as opposed to MCU Easter eggs. It's like actual historical Easter eggs.
Well, there's the man on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, I know one of these scenes, and they've already shown in the trailers, is them in Pompeii with the volcano going off.
And I'm kind of wondering. I didn't remember the year of the church scene, 15-something? 1533?
Something like that, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what occurred in that year.
I was trying to think when I saw it, too.
If it was France, it may be a Joan of Arc type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there definitely has to be some. There's going to be some importance of why whoever the bad Loki is, or whoever is picking these times, there is going to be some connection there. So I am interested to see how they pull that. Is it possible, you know, there's a lot of rumors moving forward that Kang the Conqueror is going to show up in the future, especially he's supposed to be the bad guy in Ant-Man 3 and eventually potentially an Avengers or even a Fantastic Four bad guy. Kang the Conqueror is built out of a person who traveled through time so much that they basically gained all technology and knowledge of all, you know, and became a super being outside of time. We could see potentially Kang the Conqueror show up, or this could be a ramification of these broken timelines. Could happen. We could see some time travel style villains there,
or they could make him a time commission operative who's broken free.
Potentially, I'm also interested. Eventually, are we going to find out who these timekeepers are? I loved how he asked about him, and she's just like, "Well, they can't see you. They're busy. You know, they're holding up the time stream, keeping you know, they're very busy." There is a very, like I said, there's a very Wizard of Oz behind the curtain type of thing. It was even weird, you know, when they're walking through the hall and he looks out and sees the whole world, like that giant world that they're in of everything flying, which even right there seemed like very, like, if this is just a TV, if it's just one, like, why do they need that whole city or world? Like, where are they? When are they? Ooh. What, you know, is it real? Is that a screen, you know? So we're going to learn some TVA secrets, I'm sure. Even Owen Wilson didn't seem very happy to be working there.
Yeah, agree with that. I'm very interested to see more of that.
Anything else about Loki?
Yeah, what else about Loki?
We all liked it. I'm glad we're all on board.
I think we covered a lot for only watching one episode.
Yes. I know. I can't wait to watch more. I hated that I realized when this was only 6 episodes again, I thought it was going to be 8. But I did like that they at least seem to be 50 minutes to an hour each show, so.
We'll definitely be back to talk about more of it. And you mentioned that Rick and Morty creator is involved heavily with this one. And Rick and Morty season 5 is returning here in like a week or so also. And I'm very excited for that. And Dean, oh boy, that's another one I wish I could get you on. If you're enjoying this, you would love Rick and Morty. The writing style is just smart and
smart.
The science fiction is so I know good
it's
in
one
it.
Of it's one of those shows where I've known from when I first was told about it, you know, in the first season, how much I would like it, but then I think I didn't catch on early enough, and then it became so, it's one of those spite things, you know, where everyone's just, it's so cool, and I'm like, well, it can't be that good.
I was the exact same way. Sure, okay, everybody's I'm not going to watch it.
And what convinced
you? And then I got Hulu with Disney yeah. Plus, and I just was looking for something to watch, and I no. Ever watching an Adult now. Swim one day, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. And yeah. then Hulu came out. Let me try it. And I started watching it from the first episode, and it was just, oh, this is smart. Uh-huh. This is really smart. And half the people are not even going to get this joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what they did right there is it's meta and it's smart. And you almost, if you get what's actually going on without questioning it, you almost feel a little superior, Dean. Mm-hmm. And we know how you like feeling.
I don't know. I feel like you're talking about Big Bang style humor, which
never makes anyone feel
superior.
It's not thrown in your face.
I would never recommend.
I know, like I said, I know I would like it. I'm sure if I sat and watched it, I'd love it. So it's just one of those things I got to eventually.
You've got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Got all summer now.
Yeah, and they've got
a hiatus from work.
They've
right?
got more seasons to go. So you've got time to catch it. I want to bring up two things real quick. Lucifer had their final season or their fifth season back half come out. Very good. Very
never
entertaining.
Got into that show.
I started watching it when it first came out. And then after three or four episodes, I'm like, eh. And then it went to Netflix and I tried it again. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Hmm. Is it related to Constantine, to a DC property? To,
yes, it is related to the Sandman.
Okay, yeah.
Constantine world.
Oh, it is. Style,
yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm intrigued
but,
a little.
I mean, the back half of this season, they had God show up.
Okay.
And
he wasn't as good as God and Preacher, though.
Yeah, I was about to say, he wasn't making weird, like, tentacle bat things, was he?
No, he was making people sing.
Okay.
So they had a whole karaoke type episode.
Nice.
Okay. Every time he was there, people start singing. I'm just laughing. Once it came to Netflix, it got even better. There wasn't 22 episodes, but you need all the other episodes to build up. And I don't know if y'all are watching The Blacklist or have ever watched The Blacklist.
I love the first two seasons.
Day one.
And then
this week, I believe, is the season finale. And Red is finally going to reveal his secrets.
This is James Spader, right?
Is he actually her father?
I'm going on a limb with a prediction right now.
Are they still pulling that? Is that still like a mystery?
He is her parent, but it's her mother, is my prediction. That her mother.
He's her mother?
Had a change to become Reddington to protect all these secrets.
What?
That's the secret. That's the secret of who he is. Because her DNA is tested against. I think that's the secret they're going to pull out. Because this earlier in season, the previous season, somebody came up showing it's her mother, and she was mad at her supposed father, and her supposed father is
Red.
Red. He's not mad, you know. He's not mad.
I'm going to watch just to see if they do like a Ray Finkel type exposure of
it. They're doing a lot
of
secrets.
They do a sleepaway camp.
It's all the secrets as to why Red is protecting Liz and what he's been protecting for. I've tried to protect you. She's now bad, just as bad as a criminal like him, trying to find out the secrets. So she can't go back to the FBI. So, okay, you've almost gotten yourself killed trying to learn what I'm trying to protect you from learning. Here's the secrets. And I think my prediction is he's her mother.
Huh. Oh, that's wild. I might have to get back in just to see that. Cause I love the first two seasons, but I never would have went there with where I thought it would go. So interesting.
I wouldn't have either until some clues in the last episode. And it's gotta be something different. It's gotta be something weird.
Well, we shall see. I guess we'll have you back on to tell us. But in our remaining time together, I also want to mention the much anticipated season 2 of I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robbins has finally been announced. Yes. Just a couple weeks away, Dean. And I know we're going to be all of that. And Roby, you watched that too, right?
No.
If you're in any way a sketch comedy fan of like good, like, you know, not just like live sketch, like SNL type of thing, but like, you know, Kids in the Hall style, but just really irreverent stuff too. I think you should leave. They're 15 to 20 minute episodes. There's only six of them.
Catch up on. Yes.
Hilarious.
You just like
I rewatch it every, I feel like I rewatch it once a month, and it's like, I'll decide one night I'm going to just watch it. And so I watch all six episodes at a time.
Is this the one where they act like they're in the middle of a play and they keep messing it up?
No, there's no story.
It's different little shorts. Okay.
Just different little shorts. And there's a lot of like known actors you would know in and stuff like that. It's just, it's really good comedy. It's really irreverent and it's really awkward, bizarre sometimes, but it's hilarious. I've watched the whole, like all six episodes at least 15 times over the past year. And I never don't die laughing every time.
SNL wishes it were this funny. I mean, it is.
They wouldn't
let
him
go.
That's, they've said that a lot of the sketches are failed SNL pitches that he never could get on, and like, so he got to make them himself, his own.
Good for him.
Yeah,
I'm very stoked for season two of that show. Very excited. All right, well, this feels like a great time to wrap up, and I want to say, Roby, we have so enjoyed having you on. It's been too long since we last had you on, so we need to do this more often. Very excited at the thought that you may become Mike TV's newest editor as well. Everything you're doing over on the Hyperdrive podcast is just phenomenal, so we'd love for you to bring that talent. Of course, I'm just like you are the Mike TV number one remote, I'm the number one hyper or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I love that podcast. I love it.
Yes.
Of course I
love
it.
For those of you that don't know, I do another pod on the side called the Hyperdrive Podcast with me and my buddy Jared, where what do, Roby? We just basically get progressively drunk and repeat ourselves 16 times and
pick
talk
a,
about
pick a subject and go with it.
Yeah, and you never mention how you're also on Mike TV. So what's up with that?
You're right. I need to start pushing that. I got it. Well, you got to be for a while. We were, you know,
I know. I know. We were sketch.
So.
Yeah.
So, yes, Roby's been our new editor. He just started editing our podcast a couple of weeks ago and has been doing a fantastic job. This last episode, we talk about generations and generational titles and characteristics and basically how all generations think they're the best, but all pretty much of kind of the worst.
Yeah,
but,
you
but
got that Roby little does, wrong too.
Yeah, Roby does FedEx. A fantastic job putting music. I mean, this last episode, he gave us music for every generation we were talking about.
It was wonderful.
Was killing it. In fact, I was getting more enjoyment out of that listening to it than listening to whatever we were prattling on about. So, yeah, Roby's done a great job. So, made us way better. So, yeah, it's Hyperdrive Podcast and. Reach out to us here. You can find Lisa on Twitter at MikeTV1. You can find me at Rockdale_Tiger. You can find Roby at Remotes_1.
Remotes_1.
Yeah, that was good. I couldn't remember if the underscore was there or not. Yeah, Remotes_1.
And other reach cool out to us. Twitter handles.
Yeah, yeah. Roby's got lots if you are a Radio Labyrinth fan and you like to hear.
I love that Radio Labyrinth podcast. That Radio Labyrinth Rewind. I love that.
Yeah, Roby goes and tells you about what basically gives you kind of a rundown of all the things and that were talked about in old notes and different movies that were talked about, things like that. But yeah, so catch us on the social medias. Let us know what you want to talk about. And hopefully we're going to be back kind of soon, right? No, we're not going to wait a month.
That's right. We're going to be back to talk about Loki again.
Yeah, we got to still talk about Loki. So.
So until next time, everybody, please remember to keep it thorough.